this is Earth and Sky. For some decades, it's been accepted in physics that the Big Bang that created our universe also created equal amounts of matter and antimatter.
Particles of antimatter would look like matter, but they'd have an opposite electric charge. Physicists also believe that when antimatter and matter meet, they annihilate each other. Antimatter is rare in our universe, but ordinary matter is everywhere, and physicists wonder why that's so, if matter and antimatter were created equally.
Also, why is there anything left? Why didn't matter and antimatter completely destroy each other long ago? Rolf Landois is a particle physicist at the CERN laboratory in Switzerland. His team uses a particle accelerator to create antiparticles and manipulate them to test the theories of physicists. A basic theory is that most of the matter and antimatter did mutually annihilate each other in the early universe. But due to a slight asymmetry, a tiny amount of matter was left. And this leftover matter is now what makes up you and me and the rest of the universe.
So you understand it's a pretty big question, because if there was no asymmetry between matter and antimatter, we would not exist. And so we are trying to elucidate that problem.
Thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.